Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Right before we went to break, we gave you a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between the Cowboys and the Raiders, and then we talked about a couple of other teams that are playing in the AFC West. Of course, we got the Kansas City Chiefs, and we have the Broncos. The Broncos get the victory on a field goal yesterday, 22-19. The Chiefs now have a record of 5-5. Patrick Mahomes is like, it's tough to win the division. We just got to get into the playoffs. To talk about the Chiefs and what they've done, where they're at, where they could still go or not go, joining us is someone from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. He's the host of The Drive. Welcome back, Carrington Harrison. Carrington, how are you, man?
JR, how you doing, man? Usually I can come on here and I can kind of, talk my stuff a little bit. I can pop a wheelie. You can't do that when you're 5-5 and Thanksgiving's around the corner.
You can't do that. So what's going on with these Kansas City Chiefs? Is it the lack of a run game? We know Denver's defense is great. What's going on?
I mean, I would say the answer is really all of the above. The lead of the show today for me was this, and I don't think nationally too many people paid attention to it. We didn't really talk a whole lot about it locally. So there was a corner last week on Buffalo that said that he spotted a tell with Xavier Worthy on when the Chiefs were going to run the ball and when they were going to pass. And then yesterday, Chris Jones said that on the final drive of the game that Bo Nix was able to identify what the Chiefs were doing and they need to do a better job of disguising their coverages. I think in some ways the league have just figured out the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it started with the Super Bowl, and I think it's kind of like the Mike Tyson effect. Mike Tyson was the baddest man on the planet, but when I saw you get knocked out by Buster Douglas, you're just not going to have that same fear of Iron Mike anymore. I think it's a combination of that. I also think the Chiefs just as a team and as a staff has just grown a little bit stale. They've had the same offensive coordinator, the same defensive coordinator, same special teams guys. I do think there has been some sense of complacency with the way that they've built this roster.
When you think about you talk about the roster building, we know the excuse from early in the season was the injuries and the suspensions. Xavier Worthy got knocked out by friendly fire. You got Rashee Rice, who was suspended for driving like a nutcase out in Texas. But now that everybody is back, it seems like the only piece that might be missing is Pacheco and then maybe trying to get some continuity on the offensive line. What does this team do the rest of the season? We know the Broncos have a great defense. We know the Bills are a good team. What do they do the rest of the way at 5-5?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, let's talk about the run game, because the run game, I would say, was an issue last year. It was something that I was just banging the drum for all off season. Hey, you have to improve the run game in free agency. Go spend a little bit of money. I mean, so they signed Elijah Mitchell to a one-year, $1.2 million deal. They could have got J.K. Dobbins at the exact same price. Now, J.K. Dobbins got hurt like he just has in his NFL career, but we still would have had him for the first 8-9 games of the season. They also could have got Javonte Williams for the exact same price, too. So there were ways to improve the run game, and the Chiefs just really didn't seem too interested in doing that. I also think it's good you brought up the point about, hey, early in the year we said this and we said that. I don't want to hear any excuses. The Chiefs had a bye week. They knew how important this game was. They are one of the healthiest teams in the league. Everybody is dealing with injuries. Look at Green Bay right now. They don't have Tucker Kraft. They don't have Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love left with an injury. So not having Isaiah Pacheco that doesn't excuse the fact that in the most important game of the season, the Chiefs scored 19 points. The Chiefs had two chances to go down and win the game, and they had 2-3 and outs in those. So, like, some of this is just the Chiefs are not executing. They are not playing at a high level. And one thing I really stress, at least on my show, and I'm sure it'll come up in this conversation with you, is all of our feelings about the Chiefs are tied into what they've done in the past. The Chiefs in 2025 have not done anything to make you think they're going to make the playoffs. If you're picking them to make the playoffs, I get it. I haven't given up on the Chiefs either. But at some point, this year's version of the Chiefs, they have to do something. They have to string wins together. They have to go on the road and beat good football teams. And so far this season, they've just been unable to put that together.
Carrington Harrison is here with us on the JR Sport Re-Show from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Well, they're coming off of a bye. You mentioned the playoffs. We know that that's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That's still a possibility, but this is unfamiliar territory for them to be sitting here at 500. We know that they're not going to win the division. That'd be shocking. What are your thoughts on them getting into the postseason?
I mean, right now it really comes down to, do you just trust this team to get right and get healthy? Now the schedule lightens up and they play Denver at home. They play the Chargers at home. They have Houston at home. Like, they don't have too many big road games. But you got, you know, four of their next seven games are against teams that we think can potentially make the postseason, including this week playing Indianapolis. So it's about playing consistent football. And, I mean, you say uncharted territory. I mean, the Chiefs have never been in this situation. I mean, they won the division last year by four games last year. The Chiefs were able to take the final week of the season off because they had lapped the entire field. They're eliminated from the division conversation to me before we got to Thanksgiving. I would say the five seed conversation is out. I just don't see how the Chiefs have all the necessary tiebreakers. I would be surprised if they were the five seed. I mean, really, they are now one of the teams that are fighting for six or seven in there. Can you imagine? Like, what if it is Patriots Chiefs first round of the playoffs where you got Drake May in his first postseason game going up against Patrick Mahomes? Like, who's the favorite in that one? So, I mean, there definitely is a lot of interesting storylines, but it just goes back to, at some point, this year's Kansas City Chiefs team, not based off what last year's team did or 2 years ago or the dynasty, at some point, this year's team has to prove that they are one of the best teams in the National Football League, and so much of the conversation around Kansas City has based off what they've done in the past and not what we are currently seeing them do.
Now, Carrington, you talk about the idea that this team is a little stale right now, maybe complacent given all of the past success. What happens or what can happen in the offseason?
That's a great question. I mean, for me, they just need a whole new energy. Like, this would be the analogy I would make, JR. You've been doing this for a long time. And over time, you just develop new bits. You can't have the same bits for a decade. You can't do this thing. You know, like, you have to switch it up. You got to stay fresh. You got to stay current. So at least for me, I think Patrick Mahomes needs more structure in the passing game. I think that their offense is predicated around him being a superhero. And he is still very good. Don't get me wrong. He is not playing like a superhero right now, where if you look at other teams, you know, because you've established a run game, your quarterback can throw for 180 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions, and you can do some other things to go win the game. That's not really how Kansas City's offense is built. So for me, it's going to be new offensive voice, new offensive coordinator. I think Mahomes just needs a new quarterback voice in the room, and also just establish a run game. And to my point that I've been making about how things have changed, and look at the NFL right now. Every team that you think can win the Super Bowl, can run the football effectively. Nobody's saying you got to have Saquon Barkley in the best run game in the National Football League like the Eagles did last year, but like the Patriots can run the football. Denver was one of the best rushing teams in the league. Indianapolis, like, you got to have a threat. You got to have an identity. You got to be able on third and three to turn around and run the football. And Kansas City's just not one of those teams, doesn't really seem too committed in trying to be one of those teams that can run the football successfully.
Well, Carrington, given all the success that the Chiefs have had, what is the overall fan sentiment? Is it just a matter of, oh, shucks, we've been doing all this winning, this is just a bad year? Or are we talking fans who are kind of real ticked off?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. You know how it goes. You know, there's a portion of the fan base that want Andy fired. There's a portion of the fan base that wants the offensive coordinator fired. There's a portion of the fan base that thinks that Mahomes has been doing too many State Farm commercials, and that's why the Chiefs are in this situation. So, you know, that's how fans are going to be. I would say that there is still a lot of optimism that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. That is because of the schedule. As I alluded to, most of their big games the rest of the way are home games and home games in the division. So I think there is a belief that, all right, they are 5-5. If you can win this swing game against the Colts at home, you got a Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. I mean, this team can go from 5-5 to 7-5 in basically 4 days. And where we currently are with Kansas City, you will feel drastically different. Now, the Chiefs don't have a lot of tiebreakers. The Chiefs lost to Buffalo. The Chiefs also lost to Jacksonville earlier in the year, and they lost to the Chargers, but they have the Chargers again because they're in the division. So, like, I'm looking at this, like, 11 for sure gets you in. I'm not 100% sure if 10-7 gets the Chiefs in, because if Jacksonville's 10-7, they have the head-to-head tiebreaker. If Buffalo has 10-7, so, like, Kansas City, to me, they got to go 6-1 down the stretch to guarantee they make the postseason. And if they are 10-7, it really depends on who ties them record-wise.
Wow. Well, Carrington, let me ask you this. We talk about this team potentially getting in as a wild card. Would they not be the ultimate wild card if they were to make the postseason? Who wants to see them?
No, for sure. I mean, they definitely would be, and that's why I think a lot of the confidence is just get in. I also think that the confidence kind of changed a couple of years ago when the Chiefs went on the road and went to the Super Bowl. Remember, they went on the road, they beat Buffalo. They also went on the road and beat Baltimore. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence with just get in. Hey, I know how things have gone, but you got Andy, you got Mahomes, you got championship DNA. So a lot of the feeling is we don't care if we're the 6th seed. We don't care if we're the 7th seed. And I think a lot of that just comes from people in Kansas City aren't afraid of Bo Nix. People in Kansas City aren't afraid of Drake May or Daniel Jones. And that looks like the power structure right now in the AFC. So you'll take your chances with 15, Andy Reid, and you'll roll the dice with whoever their opponent could be.
Yeah, there's still some light here for the Kansas City Chiefs, even though they're standing at 500 right now. Carrington, always appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could listen, find you, all the good stuff.
Hey, man, I always appreciate popping on, man. You can actually catch me. I'm on the Infinity Sports Network, man, Saturday morning, getting people ready for college football, getting people ready for an exciting week in the National Football League, man. So every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, Carrington, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch you soon, hopefully with a better record, okay?
Of course, Dave. I appreciate you, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.